Hey, folks. Welcome to Episcopal Ramblings from North Idaho. This is Father David from St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So to start us today, let me just say right out what 1 Thessalonians says in chapter 5. You are children of light, children of the day. You're children of light, children of the day. Even in this world of continuing changes and uncertainty, this world that tries to seduce us down dark alleys of unhealthy alliances. Even in this world where real threats and challenges seem to abound and multiply, let's everyone hold this state of Idaho and this region of the Inland Northwest and our whole nation and the whole world in prayer as we continue to move through this coronavirus pandemic that's continuing to claim lives and put a deep cost on all of us as we try once again to reduce and slow its spread that has become so much more rapid now. Governor Little has returned Idaho back to stage 2, limiting gatherings to 10 or fewer. While that doesn't apply to churches, we are adherent to that here at Episcopal, at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. And so we continue to worship online with a team of 10 or around 10 on a Sunday that are leading worship. During these next months, friends, it's going to be tough. And I ask you to practice care and safety in your necessary interactions with others and also to please stay in prayer. Please pray, especially keep our doctors, nurses, and all who are working in healthcare in prayer. And pray for all who work for public safety, and pray for our schools, and pray for all essential workers who continue to face risks. Sometimes in this world, it can feel like the end times. And I've been down that road of prediction of the end times in the past, in my days as an evangelical, way long ago. But it's like things are just wrapping themselves towards some kind of climax. And we remember the promise, of the return of Jesus Christ to set in motion a new heaven and new earth. And in the Episcopal Church, that tends to be the theme in our scriptures every year around this time. We look toward the end of things. And we're nearing the end of the church's annual cycle of readings before we hit Advent again. Next Sunday marks the end of our church year with a celebration of Christ the King as we mark Jesus's identity as the Prince of Peace and Lord of Life and look for his return. Today's scriptures help us lean with hope and anticipation toward the coming of the Lord, the coming of Christ. I thought we could simply walk through two of today's scripture texts to mark some of the important themes in them. So from the New Testament, from 1 Thessalonians, and this is in chapter 5, as I had said. We hear the writer remind the early followers of Jesus in Thessalonica, "You are children of light and children of the day. You are all children of light and children of the day. We belong to the day. In the midst of the darkness and insecurity and confusion of this world, God holds us in light. The Holy Spirit turns our hearts and minds to the light that has shined in the darkness and has not and will never be overcome." The writer of this encouraging letter also reminds us and reminds those early Christians how important it is to hold and share faith, love, and hope. Faith is that strong desire and dedicated belief in God's goodness. Hope is a combination of deep desire for and deep trust in and lively expectation for the fulfillment of God's promises. And the greatest of these, love, is what draws us to God and each other and our neighbors and even enemies, Love, as our presiding bishop Michael Curry has said, is not just mere sentiment. Love is a choice. Love is always a choice and a commitment to a way of choosing, to open our hearts to see God, ourselves, others, and all creation with eyes of adoration and deep care. And these are the gifts, faith, hope, and love, that we have to encourage and build up each other. And so the writer of 1 Thessalonians says, we're to build up one another by reminding each other that we're called to be children of light, by sharing stories with each other that help us remember God's goodness and love, by loving each other actively and extending love to the world actively around us as our way of following Jesus' way of love, and by holding up the beacon of hope for each other and the world around us in words of God's promises. And we're not to keep God's gifts to ourselves alone. We aren't supposed to circle up and keep God's gifts only among those who belong to the club of our safe little Christian community. God's gifts to us are to be taken into the world around us, everywhere. So then from the Gospel of Matthew, we have the parable of the talents today. And this is from Matthew 25. And it may not seem entirely fair in this story how things are distributed, as some people seem to maybe have more gifts and talents than others. But that seems to just be part of life. And Jesus recognizes that as he's telling these stories and these parables to people. Some people encounter more challenges in life than others. Some receive equal rewards for less effort. Some people get to return home after squandering their gifts, while others choose to stay steadily on a course chosen for them. Some people just have a better knack of doing things or learning certain things, while others struggle to do the same. But maybe that's okay. Jesus doesn't offer a picture of a perfectly equitable world in his teachings and parables. Jesus seems to take what is the reality of the world and then help us see the deeper and more abiding truths of God's ways in that world. It isn't how many gifts or talents or blessings you can count that you have. It's more about how you approach what you've been given and how you choose to see the situation of your life and the world around you. Two slaves given talents move forward to put those gifts that they have been given to use. One of them running quickly into the public square and the other following suit pretty quickly afterward. They move into the world of commerce and trade and work and relationships all around them. They don't stay separate. They bring their gifts into the world as good things to offer. One slave sees things differently from the start, though. And that slave chooses to withdraw, to hide, and to bury the one gift entrusted. Crippled by private and maybe shared anxieties and shame and biases, this slave pulls back. Think of all the time lost, all the lost time and all the lost possibility, all the people and situations this slave did not encounter, all the ways that the gift was not seen or used or celebrated or shared. At the heart of this parable, Jesus orients us toward a habit of public exchange of the gifts of the kingdom. Public exchange. Unhindered by personal or collective anxiety, shame, or bias. Set those aside. Kingdom life depends on us sharing in the wide public sphere that God has given us to share. Now, it is the time for us at St. Luke's, as in many churches, to begin thinking toward the future. Next year is upon us, and we can't wait to turn the page and move past this 2020 year into 2021. God help us all. We're ready to get there. And we're called to move forward in faith, hope, and love. And we have great hope for this next year as we hope for and look toward a vaccine, toward a renewal of health, and toward rebuilding our society as best as we can. And we, as faithful followers of Jesus, are part of that movement of health and healing for this world. As we move forward in faith, hope, and love, dedicating our talents and gifts, we encourage and build up each other, and we bring the good gifts of God's liberating and life-giving love into the world around us. We do this with our actions, our words, our time, our efforts, and our money and our resources. So at St. Luke's, we're in this time of stewardship where we ask people to renew their pledges to give in 2021. And you and your churches anywhere are probably facing some of the same questions. How will you support the ministry and mission of Christ's light and love and liberating message of God's enduring reach to the world? How will you support? We are called, each one of us, to be lavish in our giving of ourselves, because these gifts are entrusted to us. And it is ours to share and to run fully into the world around us. Now, in a time of caution, we have to do that differently, but we can reach out. We can find creative ways to share our gifts with one another. So let's be bold, share our gifts, and share the gifts of faith, hope, and love with one another and with the world around us to be that voice of encouragement. Amen.